how's Bob Harris after the other night?
Yeah, he's quite sore still. He's going to try and do some training on Friday and then see if he's okay for Saturday morning. We'll probably wait until that Saturday morning before we make a decision on him.
No other concerns at the moment? Are you a healthy bunch?
Yeah, I think we're okay. There's one or two just niggles and knocks, but they all should be in contention for the game. We'll just assess them in training and just see if fatigue plays a part in any of them.
Just to go back to last night, the other night quickly, how good was Mark Howard on the day?
He was brilliant. I think he's been as consistent as we've had pre-season, been good all the way through, and I think it was special for him down there. A lot of family, he's from down that way, a lot of friends there, and he was good. He didn't have lots and lots to do, but I thought what he did very, very competently, you know. You know, they didn't break us down that often. They had a few efforts, but over 2 hours, the Premier League side are going to create a few chances against you. But I didn't think that was excessive.
He said after the game that he wanted to take a penalty as well. I'm not sure if he's mentioned that to you since.
He keeps mentioning it, but we keep blanking him on it. Goalkeepers are in goal because they're probably better with the hands than the feet, but when we practice them he always does, and he does smash them, to be fair to him. So I think he was trying to take the sixth one if it had gone to it.
The centre-back partnership worked well as well, and that sort of experience with Collins and the youth alongside him as well, they complemented each other quite well, didn't they?
Yeah, it's a new partnership that's played together the last couple of games, and you know, the goals come down the centre again, so we're not particularly happy with that, but it's going to take time to bed in.
Collins and Doyle, and since they came back into the team, have played well. Is that the kind of response you wanted from them when they didn't start the first game?
Yeah, and nobody's guaranteed a place even now, as you know, in the next 8 months. So if anybody is left out, you know, you can do one or two things. You can sulk about it, or you can work hard to get back in the team. And when you do get back in, you take your chance.
McNulty worked ever so hard the other night on his own for most of the game, it seemed. Has he settled in well? Are you pleased with what you've seen from him so far?
Yeah, I think that was his best outing for us. He's not had too much of an opportunity, but that was his best one. And I think as well, to last the 2 hours, great testament to his fitness. His touch was very good. He's a nuisance, won his free kicks. And it's going to be that sort of game for him sometimes where, yes, he's a goal scorer, but he's not going to get too many chances. He's got to do all the other parts of his game well for the team, which he did the other night.
And it's all a learning curve for him, isn't it, whether he's playing in League One or against the top flight club in the Cup?
Definitely, he's playing against Winston Reid the other night, who played in the World Cup, I think, so that'll be a good experience for him. And it's big learning. This season is going to be, I don't think we're going to really see the best of him until next season. You know, it's going to be a settling in period, games here and there, he'll start some as well. But it's experience for him at this stage.
We've all seen James Wallace and what he's capable of at Tranmere. How good to get him out there now and hopefully, you know, in the future, being part of the first team.
I thought it was good for the 20 minutes again. He came on and showed sort of what we've been missing and what we need out there as well. Very quick to tackle, I think, you know, considering somebody who'd been out for a while. He put 3 or 4 tackles in while he was on the pitch, got toes in, so he's not quite ready yet, and it's going to be still a while until he's right up to speed, but it's lovely just to have him involved.
The momentum is there again now after 3 wins, and you know the squad at the end of that game, we talked about the scenes afterwards, must be a real buzz around the place.
Yeah, there is. It's nice to get, you know, those first couple of losses, put those behind us, and move on. I think Preston will be as hard as we're going to face all season. But we've got a 2-week break after it, so we'll be asking the lads everything they've got, every ounce of effort they've got before we have the break.
I'm sure even before the game, you know, the spirit was good and the lads were quite close, but when you have a night like that and it goes all the way to penalties and you win in that fashion and you have those scenes of the fans after it, it just must add to it a little bit.
Oh, it certainly does. Funny, I said to Darren Ward, you know, after about 115 minutes, that the worst thing is when you go to all this and then if you lose on penalties, we'll still be happy. We'll be happy with the performance and everything, but it will certainly knock the stuffing out of the squad after all that effort. So to get through just makes it special. And it was probably the most reminiscent of the Cup games last season that we've been so far.
Do you have to consider the fact that, you know, a lot of those players played 120 minutes and that maybe there were one or two afterwards that they were pretty tired?
Yes, and that's what we'll assess in training and the physios and all that sort of thing, so actually who's feeling it. Tiredness, when, you know, players will be tired now and again, but it's more, does that put them at risk of getting muscle injuries, which then puts them out 5-6 weeks? That's the biggest thing we've got to watch for.
Quick thoughts on the draw, Leighton Orient, so we're not a home tie but a League One club.
Yeah, not particularly enamoured with it, tell you the truth. Support straight away. We've just got back from, you know, London at 3 o'clock in the morning, everybody, and we're back down there again in a few weeks' time. Yeah, we just wanted to be here. We'd have played anybody here at Bramall Lane, so If not, you're looking for one of the big boys, you know, away from home, and we've got neither.
Is there any secret to cup success, given what you've achieved at this club so far?
I think it's treating all the competitions very, very seriously, and not sort of saying, oh, it's only a League Cup game, or it's only this, or whatever, it's only the first round of the FA Cup. You know, every single game we take as though we want to win it, and it's approaching, we don't change our preparation or anything like that. So that the players know that each one is just as important as the other.
You said the other night that you would ask Hull about Harry Maguire. They're out of Europe now, Dawson signed. Have you made that call?
Not yet, no. It's only been a few hours since we've been knocked out of Europe.
you would have given Steve a chance to reflect on that.
Probably
maybe.
Not the best time to ring when they've just gone, you know, a few hours after they've gone out of Europe. But we may make an inquiry, we'll see.
Obviously, the weekend with the football is going to be the priority, but with the transfer window looming, is it also a busy time? Do you make a lot of calls in this weekend?
Yeah, a lot of them you do before. And yeah, we've got the targets that the powers that be are aware of our targets. You know, we've identified three or four players that we think would enhance our chances of getting out of the league.
Is there a potential to do permanent deals, or is it mainly loans you're looking at here?
I think we're looking at maybe a couple of permanents and a couple of loans that we've asked about, that we've identified.
How tough is it going to be? I imagine it's a very competitive market at this time. Everybody wants to get things done before the deadline. I know the loan window opens again afterwards, but you want to do it now, don't you?
Ideally, well, we have to with the permanents. So they're the priority at the moment. And even the loans, to be able to do a standard loan, which takes us through to January, is good. Rather than the 93 days, if you do that in September, then they go back mid-December and it's all a bit bitty-bobby then, and missing the Christmas period of games.
I understand you're not a big fan of transfer windows.
No, don't really see the point of them. Maybe at the very highest level I can see, but I don't really see the point at anything below maybe the Premier League. And I think it's another of these rules that's been brought in for the top level that's been foisted upon lower level clubs.
And you mentioned about the emergency loan window the other day, and if that is taken away, it could have a big impact. Just how serious could it be for clubs outside of the top flight?
I think it'd be incredibly serious. We're all encouraged financial fair, you know, responsibility and everything, smaller squads, and then we can use the loan market to bolster if we get injuries or if you need to. And if you take that away, then I think clubs will be taking more players, bigger budgets, and you'll see more on the financial precipice.
Any inquiries for your players? Anybody potentially going out?
No, not at the moment. You know, we've got two or three lads outside the squad, but we're in no hurry to get rid of anybody. If inquiries come in, we'll discuss them with the lads, but nothing so far.
Preston is going to be a tough one. They've had a good start. Had a great battle with them at the end of last season as well, didn't you?
Yeah, we didn't play very well. You know, we'd been on that big run of games and had a couple of days away with the lads, and we battled away for a 0-0, but that probably showed the spirit as much as anything in that game, where we had to defend for the vast majority, and we were a bit disappointed we didn't do more going forward. But we kept a clean sheet, and that's something that was not been too common so far this season.
Is it a good one to have next, given that you've won three games in a row? You're going to get go up against another team that everybody expects to be up there at the end of the year.
Yeah, I don't think it's a bad one. No, we go there. They've had a game in midweek as well, although without the extra time and the long trip. So I think we're in good spirits. That's the main thing. And I say we'll be urging the lads to go into that two-week break with a positive result.
And are you sort of looking to them, hey, we've got a chance here, you know, we're winning games now, let's go and continue this?
Yeah, you try and look at it from the other team's point of view as well, you know, and Preston will be saying, you know, they've just won a few games on the spin now, it's going to be tough for them. So yeah, we want to try and build an unbeaten run going, you know, and you lose your first one or your first two league games, you know, you want to put those behind you and start building a run as soon as possible.
Have they changed much from last year?
They've added one or two. I think that's the biggest strength they've got, is that they've just been building year on year for the last, what, three seasons now, knocking on the door of promotion, playoffs and everything, and it's only a matter of time before it happens for them. Could be automatic this year, you know, another playoff, whatever, but they'll be in that top six. And that's where we want to get to. We want to have a squad. We had two or three players, not eight and nine, just two or three, just to bolster it each year and improve it. And I think Preston have done that brilliantly.
And because both teams are eager to be up there, how important is it to take points off the other teams that you expect will be up there at the end of the year?
It's funny, because I read something about Chelsea where I think one of their players was saying that Mourinho had said that it's more important to beat the lower teams, you know, to get those 3 points. So whichever school of thought you go in for, 3 points is 3 points against anybody. You get the same. So But I think psychologically, I think if you can get one against the top teams, a win or a point away from home, then it does you much better.